Right, once a fortnight, we have Myra here from the Citizens Advice Bureau Spain, and today is no exception. Good morning to you, Myra.
Good morning, all.
We have one subject really to talk about today, and this has kind of lit up your Facebook page spectacularly here, and there's all kinds of people with all kinds of questions, and I think you're the only one that actually knows some of the answers, if maybe not all of them. This is about universal healthcare, and we have talked about this on the show before, haven't we?
Not this one.
No, but we've talked about it in general.
Yeah. Because there's some surprising things here. But yes, this is about the new royal decree from the 27th of July.
So very recent.
Yes, approved or on the BOE on the end of July. And it's where the PSOE, the new government, had decided that we should, or everybody who's either a Spaniard or a foreigner on Spanish territory will be entitled to free healthcare.
That's big news.
That's big, big, big news.
That's extraordinary.
It's amazing. I should imagine people will be coming in their hordes now to live here. So no more moaning about everybody gets everything free in the UK. But actually, there's a twist to this.
What a surprise.
The modification to the law. What it was a law brought in by the Partido Popular in 2012, which actually excluded only immigrants from the right to healthcare. We've always stood by and published and said that from 2003, every resident was entitled to healthcare in Spain, paid for by public funds.
Right.
So let's say, in a way, this is nothing new. The only new bit, but I'll go back, the only new bit is the fact that this now reverts back so that illegal immigrants, people without papers, can also avail of this. This was taken away from them in 2012.
And therefore non-residents.
Yes.
Now that is big news.
Non-residents residing here, yes. Now, where we just go back to saying that the actual law from 2012, when they brought it, 2003, when they modified in 2012, they actually did not remove residents from this. So we have gone since 2012, or the Institute of Social Security, INSEE, as they say in Spanish, has been denying residents healthcare. Since 2012, and they had no right to do it because it says quite clearly in that law. So where everybody thinks, wow, this is all new, this is new really for immigrants, it's always been in place. We're just now hoping with this law that the Social Security officers or the head or the Ministry for Sanidad, which I'm sure they will, but then the Social Security one office has got lawyers looking at this law, which makes me think, are they looking for a way out?
That's funny, I just played a record called "If You're Looking for a Way Out."
Oh, well, that's it. So they, as new as it may appear, it's always been the case.
Right.
Residents in Spain have always been entitled to healthcare.
But they've not been getting it necessarily.
No.
No.
Not for since 2012. I wonder if they have a case there. Yeah. We're hoping now that somebody said, well, when the next government gets back in power, they'll probably get rid of it. It's going to be very hard because this has opened up a whole can of worms. It's going to open up the fact that what the Department of Social Security, which is actually a kind of fraud, and a lawyer said that.
Does that then have an implication for the terms of residencia, where part of it is you must provide...
Well, this is the next stage for us, because we have to be careful here, because there's something about that, about 90 days. Rochelle and I are studying the law and going over and over it. In fact, we're hoping to be able to make a video to help people, to simplify it. Because we first posted and it was quite complex, because we couldn't make it simple.
Yeah.
We had no guarantee that this was going to be for EU citizens, because there is a bit in the law that says now and before, the same, basically the same wording as the 2003 and the July of this year, holders of the right to protection of health and healthcare. All persons with Spanish nationality and foreigners who have established their residence in Spanish territory are holders of the right to health protection and healthcare.
Okay? Right. Yeah.
This is with public funds.
Yeah.
Right, the only ones, let me see what I have. So these are the criteria. Have Spanish nationality and habitual residence in Spanish territory. This is nothing new, though it's in the new. Having recognised their right to healthcare in Spain for any other title, even if they do not have their... this is more for... Let me find the three. Right, it's basically... this is what I wanted. The aforementioned assistance will be charged to the public funds of the competent administrations, provided that said persons meet all the following requirements.
Right.
They do not have an obligation to prove compulsory coverage of healthcare by any other means. This could be by under the provisions of the European law. We thought, does that mean we have to try and prove it under the EU directive?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. It's if your pensioners in Spain, UK or France pays yeah. for your pension, then they'll pay for your healthcare. You're not able to export the right to health coverage from their country of origin or province. That is early retirees.
Mm-hmm.
There is no third party obliged to pay. That's a lot of people living here that are not state pensioners. Even pensioners now that are not state pensioners are entitled to this health care.
Right.
We can actually say, I shouldn't be saying are entitled, because we had one example where one of our members contacted the Andalusia. So I should say the law is national, but
yep.
now the government have put it in the hands of the autonomous regions,
right.
known as CCAA. They must all now put their books in order, do everything they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Andalusia has done it already.
Really?
Furthermore,
shock horror.
It has cancelled, as the law said, that those paying the Convenio Especial, an opt-in pay into the, such as early
yes.
retirees, people not working, into the Convenio Especial, found that their direct debits were being returned with no letter. We are told now they will get, from a department in Malaga, they will get communication.
So these were people that were paying Convenio Especial, which is where you voluntarily
yes.
pay into the system, effectively.
Because they couldn't get private
healthcare. 60 euros or something.
Yes, yeah. until you reach yeah. retirement age, and then it goes up to 157.
Right.
So in Andalusia, many people are receiving their money back with no explanation. They're just going to the bank to find out their direct debit's being returned.
Okay.
The law did say that those from the 31st of July of last month, those on the convenio would now no longer need to be there. And in fact, what Andalusia has done, they've annulled it.
Good grief.
Now, there's some people feeling a little bit in limbo. What do they do?
Yeah, so just to be clear on that, when you're on the Convenio Especial and you're paying into the system, either you're the lower rate or the above the certain mm. age rate, do you have a social? Do you have, how does that? How do you tell
you have
people
the card,
you've
but you
card.
Don't have a social security number, which is hard to check at the moment
right.
if you're entitled.
So you have a specific card for Convenio Especial that
well,
you take with you.
Well, you've got a
you.
Health card, but it's just
right.
a different system because
okay.
it's done by the autonomous regions, each
right.
autonomous regions. It's not national.
Hmm.
So we're having to look at different regions. So one person also who I've been assisting through the clinic, my legal clinic, to apply, has contacted them about her application, and they have told her to go to the Department of Social Security because she could be entitled to free healthcare. We know now she is entitled to free healthcare. She can't even enter the convenio. It shows, so it's been a bit of a shock, and they haven't seemed to have been prepared. But at least the Junta de Andalucía has. What it's doing is saying, no more Convenio Especial.
That's right. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't exist.
Doesn't yeah. exist since
yeah.
the 31st. So no point applying, though we were telling people apply to get in the system, but they're getting knocked back now, which is all very good news.
Yeah.
I've asked the delegation of health in Malaga, how can we reassure these people they're in limbo? He said, I do understand. Their healthcare will continue. So I asked how, but I would not be given an answer. So let's hope they can just carry on getting their health care.
So are you saying then that the card that they've got, the health card, needs to now be changed to something different?
I'm sure it will be, but at the moment, the delegation of health in Malaga are saying to carry on, you're covered. So everybody just hold on to your health card, carry on as normal, unless you get knocked back from any of the health places, then contact us and we'll contact the system
How did it work before in terms of, I'm sorry to keep asking all these
yeah.
questions, but if you had this card and you just stopped paying, how would they know when you turned up with the card?
It would go into, everything's computerised
right.
and linked.
They tap it in?
All the system, they tap in, that's how you get your
right.
medication, everything, that's how you get, they know by putting, if you go to the doctors now, they ask for your health card, they put it in the system, they can see you're still in the system.
I mean,
we've had a case where a lady's been a dependent of her husband and now found out that she's not in the system. I check for her, she's not in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And UK won't give S1. But That's another question. So in Andalusia, furthermore, we've had one chap who kindly sent us his email. who not only was told that he was correct when he said reference the law, we're now no longer urinaling the convenio special, and am I entitled to free healthcare? They actually said correct. It's great news. It's absolutely great news. I think we've got to be patient, see what's happening, but people not to panic who are on the convenio. Some people are still having and saying, well, they're still taking my direct debits, or some people have a... But it takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is early days.
If anybody's got any questions on this, by the way, because it is somewhat confusing, but as Myra's saying, it's blooming good news. 952-784-4000. If maybe you've actually had this happen to you, maybe you've had some direct debits return or whatever. So if you've had a direct debit returned, that effectively means you haven't paid. And so you turn up there and they tap you into the computer saying, no, you haven't paid.
I don't know how they're doing that, because they, instead of sending the communication first, they have just cancelled
the
direct debits. But we are in Spain. It's the strangest way of doing it.
Yes.
But I'm assured by Malaga that people will receive a communication.
Okay. So other autonomous regions that we broadcast to have not implemented it yet then?
Valencia haven't. And they've responded to one of our members as well, saying that... yes, they realise the law is in place and it's been left to the autonomous regions to regulate this, and they've had no instructions as yet.
Oh, really?
You have to have instrucciones, and they haven't had them. And, of course, the Social Security. I asked somebody to go along as a test case with the email from the Junta, health department, telling them that they could be entitled. And when they went to a Social Security office not far from here, they were advised that, yes, they understood, but their lawyers were looking at the law.
Oh, interesting.
And so I've also rang Madrid. No news yet. Second time I rang, another person put it in the hands of the Ministry for Health, which I know it's the Social Security I need to talk to.
Right.
They're the ones that have to implement this law now.
So they pass a national law, they then pass that to the autonomous region, say, now you need to implement this law.
Yes.
But did they not say, you've got to do it by next Thursday or something? You could just say vaguely, just implement the law whenever you feel like
it. They told them that the Convenio Especial would end on the 31st of July, but they didn't tell them when to implement the law. I very much suspect that Department of Social Security is up to its naughty tricks again, and it's trying, hence it's got lawyers, to see what loophole and how can they can do what they did in 2012. In 2012, the law clearly said the same as now. We've had since we've had videos, Glimmer of Hope, somebody said, I suppose we don't have to watch that now, about taking the Department of Social Security to court if necessary, going against, because, so are they trying to, what are they trying to do? I think they're not going to be able to get away with it this time.
So am I being too simplistic here to say that they've now just basically said that Spain will pay for everybody's healthcare?
Basically,
no matter who you are.
Basically, yes. Basically, yes. It does sound incredible, doesn't it? But when people, they have also said it's not going to be a weight on their public funds. We know money is there. It's where the government spends it on. It's not going to affect their funds.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Well, it's going to come from somewhere.
Yes, but it'll probably, let's maybe...
Take it from somewhere else.
Yeah,
yes.
And it probably, if it comes from armaments, even better.
Wow. Got some callers coming in. Good morning, you're live on TRE.
Yeah, good morning, Sharon. Just to say, thank you, first of all, for looking to Valencia on our behalf. That's great. Although they haven't caught on yet.
No.
So does this mean that regardless of what happens with Brexit, we now have health cover unless Pedro gets outvoted in the next 2 years?
I think now, I think this is great with Brexit looming and so many people concerned, which it won't happen, that the UK didn't pay for pensioners' health care, and that will carry on. Everybody else, remember, this is residents and not just EU citizens or leaving out EU citizens, this is everybody. Yes, what you're saying, we've been very careful about saying this, but it's now come to pass, and all the responses we've had and the talks we've had, that is the case, that the law, what the law stipulates.
Right. I mean, if Pedro gets voted out over the next 2 years, which he could do, that could all be reversed again, couldn't it?
The Partido Popular would try. I think they'd have a big problem on their hands because everybody's now aware of the law because of this new law. Remember, I don't know if you heard, I said we were always entitled. All residents were entitled since 2003. So they already, the Social Security played a trick on everybody there, let's call it that. And to go back now would be very difficult.
Okay, thanks, Amara. Thanks,
no problem at all. Thanks, Sam. Bye. Good morning. You're live on TRE. Hello.
Good morning. You've answered most of my questions from Sharon. It's Carol from the Costa Banker. I've lived here many years, over 30, and I retired last year in April from my job. I was paying my taxes and everything else. And I got an S1 form. I have a residence here. I've got a zip card, you know.
Your health card.
And last year, I had to renew once again my residencia. So I went to the police and they wouldn't accept.
Sorry, you had to renew your residencia? Are you talking about, obviously not the old photo card? If you had the A4 certificate, that does not need renewal.
No, it's a card now.
No, all right.
You have to renew it every 5 years.
No.
I live in the Valencian
Excuse me.
This is happening in a lot of places. What's happening with some of the police stations, the foreigners' offices, they're using the law for non-EU. We're still EU. You do not renew at all. You have the option. You will find all the information on our website. The only people that have to renew after the first 5 years are non-EU who have a TIE, a card with a photo. And after the five, when they become permanent residents, they do not have to do anything for 10 years. We do not have to renew. The only thing you had to renew was the old one. You're being told is incorrect, I'm afraid. So anyway, carry on with your question.
Yes, so I went to the police station, obviously, and then they said my card, my health card, wasn't valid because I needed an S1 form.
You had the S1. You had the S1.
Yeah, but I didn't need the S1 because I've been paying taxes here, so I had a normal.
Yes. Okay. So
anyway, so I got an S1 form, and the police. I had to go back to the police. The police took the S1 form off me. One of the S1 forms off me. Then I had a phone call from Newcastle saying they hadn't received the copy back of the S1 form. And I said, no, I took it to the police as requested. And they said, well, you shouldn't have taken it to the police.
Because you're already in the system. It depends. If you worked here, you're also entitled. You could have been, your healthcare should have come from here. And at some stage, when you became a pensioner, it would come from the UK.
I've never had a problem before until last year.
But you're okay now, are you?
Oh, yeah. I've got,
okay, that's
I've got
good
both.
News.
I've got
oh, good.
I've got an S1 form and I have my national health card for the Clinic of El Salud.
Okay.
I've got both of them.
Okay.
But I just thought it's terribly confusing.
Yes, it can be confusing because sometimes they don't know what they're doing. But we're glad you're okay now.
Yes, fine.
Okay,
thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, oh, fantastic. Thank you. Does this then mean that people who are voluntarily paying private health insurance on a monthly basis at sometimes quite a considerable cost, can just say, oh, we'll stop all that then.
Right, but before they stop that, to go to the Social Security office as soon as they wish, it'll push them to know that they have to do something and apply for healthcare as residents. Yep, all that.
Or,
so much money is going to be
and
saved.
What about, but given the fact that this is residents, I get all that, but supposing they're non-residents, or they haven't bothered filling out a form for residents.
Well, if they decide that people that are living here, what we call illegally, are not entitled, then it's discrimination. So this could be helping a lot of people that have not done their residency and could get the healthcare and then set up their residency. Yes, we're hoping that. And we're also, then the next step, we'll look at those coming in.
But you're saying potentially now, if you turn up this afternoon, nobody might know what you're talking about.
For your residency application, no. Yeah, exactly. Even if you give them the law, they've got to get instructions.
Right. Okay. Wow, fantastic. Well, so we just sit and wait in the other areas then, like Valencia and up all the Casablanca area, Mallorca and Ibiza. They all have to just sit and wait then till something.
Yes, they can contact them, but they have to wait. As Valencia's saying, they're waiting for instructions, but it is probably the best news we've had. I can see everybody coming from UK who want to, because for some, we have so many people joining our group from the UK every now and again, and I just wonder if people are preparing to leave the UK, and it's going to be good, because even if they have to show healthcare when they apply for residency, they can immediately apply for the free healthcare, as it's called, or from the public funds, national health cover.
I'm just kind of, my mind can't do the maths here as to how much that's going to cost Spain.
It's going to cost, but the money is obviously there, else they wouldn't have done it. I mean, I don't want to get political, but, you know, there is money in the funds. It's where it goes is the problem.
Sure.
And it shows, they have made it quite clear in the law that it's not going to drain them.
Okay. Okay, we'll take another caller here. We've got another call on the line. Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Good morning, it's Janet.
Hello, Janet.
You have to tell people to be very careful about the pensions here because of this law that in the last 15 years of your working life, you have had to work 2 years. If not, you don't get any pension. They've denied me a pension.
You're talking about the Spanish pension.
Yes, the Spanish pension.
That's right. That's right. We hadn't actually brought that up because we're talking about the healthcare new universal law. But yes, that is on pensions. You have to have worked. You have to have worked 2 years before you make your application for your Spanish pension. Now, if you're not getting a pension at all, of course, you know, there's a possibility you could go back and work and then apply. Anybody that's not getting a pension because you're not getting from the UK, would that be in your case?
Well, no,
you have
I'm
no
getting,
pension.
I worked for 8 years. I mean, I've lived here for 41 years. And
yes.
I worked 8 years in England, so I'm getting a little pension.
Okay.
It's €170 a month.
Oh, if it had been under the minimum pension here,
exactly.
You could have applied for a top-up, but unfortunately you can't.
This
is really... I would look into this, because it seems so unfair that you've done your 15 years, but because you didn't...
I've done much more
than
that.
I wonder if you can go back and work. This is something I keep meaning to look at as well.
But who will take me on at 65?
A friend?
This is the problem.
A friend? A friend.
We have. I'm looking into this. I am looking.
Yes,
into
do
this,
look. Don't let it go. Do look into it.
And the non-contributive one. I don't think I've got a right to because my husband receives a pension.
No, you won't. It's means tested, and you're already receiving more than the minimum. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
okay.
I mean, it was really quite the shock because I have worked 40
I know.
Years
do
here.
Look into it. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Thanks, Janet.
Do look into it. We'll help where we can.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice weekend. Cheers. Bye-bye. Good morning. Another caller. You're live on TRE. Hello.
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 Hello. I recognise that voice.
That's me. Yes.
You got the worst telephone line in the world, Michael, but try.
All right, hold on. I'll put it... Hello, is that better?
Marginally. How can we help you, sir?
Is that better?
There you go.
Right. Right, so we go to Fuengirola Police Station with the A4 full.
I'm not allowed to throw my arms up in the air. Carry on.
Yeah.
And because we want to rent out the flats, and we have to register. So they it's got permanent resident on it, but they won't allow us to register there because they're saying it's got to be renewed, and it doesn't matter how
no,
much...
No, this is Fuengirola. I know. I hope maybe the chap who goes along with that, he's an English fella, would phone up now and try and tell me where he gets and they get that law from. Absolutely.
You can't even get in the front
well,
door.
Well, you have to then make a complaint. Something has to be done. This cannot continue. You do not have to renew. As an EU resident, you do not have... And does it say permanent on your...
Absolutely, yeah.
And he said, and they say you've got to renew... And somebody wonders why I'm aghast. I think they want to take me to court for saying, Fuengirola, you have it wrong.
Yeah.
You have it wrong. Read the law.
Okay, but it's fine... You telling me and me agreeing with you, but when you go there, we've been there 6 times.
Well, I really think you need to find a lawyer and do something about this, because it's not correct. What can I say?
Okay, but the trouble is as well here, when you go to a lawyer, that can take another 5 years.
You shouldn't... What are you doing? This is to do with registering your property. Please contact us on the Ask for Advice section and Rochelle can help you on the registering of your property, OK?
OK, well, yeah, it's all registered.
Sorry that you... I mean, how many people are affected? I'm sorry about that.
It's just another thing for him to be grumpy about. I wouldn't worry too much about it, Myra.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you in this case. Be grumpy.
All right,
ask
Michael.
For the complaints form there.
Yeah, OK.
All
Thanks.
Right, cheers. Take care. Morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning. How can we help you?
Hello. Hi, Myra. Thanks for this. Great subject.
I'd like to think that back in 2013, when this royal decree came through, I applied and accepted because I wasn't of pensionable age. However, I am now of pensionable age and just received my S1.
Yes.
Do I still fill it in?
Yes, you do, because this law is not for those that can that another country is obliged to pay for their health care for. So absolutely, go and get your, yes, as a pensioner, take that along to the Social Security office so they can change the system and your health care system.
Thanks, Myra. That's
no, you're welcome.
I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Yes. Another question, a little bit of confusion here. You've now said that people coming from the UK may be able to apply under this new royal decree.
Yeah.
No,
does
not
that include people who do not have any help from the UK? Because most people coming out here don't get the HIC card.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't said that. I said we're looking at what the repercussions will be on Spain or what the options will be. Because remember, when people come out here, and how I see it at the moment, but we've got to look at this more in depth, is that you're allowed 90 days. You go and apply within 90 days. Well, you're not really a resident here either, and you're not an illegal.
That's right.
This is where we've got. We're looking at that. Rochelle and I are looking at this 90 days part. Well,
watch this space, I think, is the answer.
It's getting, it's quite clear to us now, except for the future residents.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's obviously which autonomous region you live in.
Yes. At the moment, yeah.
Well,
I've never seen it before,
but
there's, we know.
It's a national law.
Yeah,
they should be
once
aware.
It kicks in everywhere,
if we're aware,
the same.
They should be aware.
Thanks for that.
Have a great weekend. Cheers. Yeah. Bye-bye. We've literally got 2 minutes left, but we'll take one final call. Good morning. You're live on TRE.
Hello. Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi, it's actually John from Mearhurst.
Hello, John. No, we've only got a couple of minutes, John, so please be quick.
Yeah, very quick. If Myra would like to make an appointment with the police chief in Fuengirola, he'd be delighted for you to go in and discuss the problems with him, because we don't recognise these complaints. People are not generally told they have to renew after 5 years.
Well, we just heard somebody who said exactly the same. It's exactly that.
Hang on, the gentleman has just said, if he'd kindly come in next Thursday at about 9:30,
wonderful.
And ask for John...
John, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
He is wrong. He is misunderstanding something.
It could have been lost in translation. This could be getting lost in translation. John, that would be marvellous if you could do that.
If you come in, I'll be more than happy to help.
Fantastic.
That's what I'm there for, I give up my time for. But if you would like to get Myra, I mean, you do such good work, and it's a shame that you seem to fall out with Fuengirola. If you would like to get they would be over the moon, because I actually played them your tape from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, dear.
And they were horrified that you thought Fuengirola was the horror that it is.
Please
ask you to get in touch, because we will sort it out.
Brilliant.
Okay, I'd love to come along with Rochelle. John, thanks very much.
That's
you can imagine
okay,
that, because we've heard this so many times, and it's the way they're putting this over, and if that could be solved, that would be marvellous. Thank you so much.
Misunderstanding, because I get called in frequently to sort things out.
Yes.
Just misunderstood it.
Fantastic.
And John, could I just say before you go, your offer was to Mr. Grumpy. You need to warn Fuengirola that they've just asked Mr. Grumpy.
I'll speak to Mr. Grumpy.
Fantastic, John. You don't know how appreciative we all are of your input there, and the
Brilliant.
Fact that you will mediate. Fantastic. The
Thanks
best news
help.
Ever this week.
All right,
well,
John.
After the healthcare thing, John.
Have a good weekend. Cheers, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there we are. We're out of time. What a great show. If you didn't manage to catch that, you can hear it on our remix at the weekend. But also, when you go to the CAB's website, you will see the show in about 5 or 6 days posted up there. And you can listen to this show and all other shows that we have done with Myra and all the other CAB excellent advisors. You're having a holiday now, aren't you? Are you on a holiday?
I'm having a few days.
That's nice. Good for
you. That's my second bit of a holiday.
And then you're off to you're going to Fuengirola for your holiday, aren't you?
Well, I would very much. I think that is the best news after the healthcare. That's the best news that I've heard.
Very good. Progress. Good. Nice to solve a problem, hopefully. Thank you all for your company today. Thanks to Myra.